Unit 10, Recording 3. 1.
Well, it's an interesting idea, but in my opinion, it isn't very likely to happen. Not by 2029. I mean, people like talking to other people. Who wants to talk to a machine? When I talk, I need someone to listen to me, to understand me, and to, I don't know, feel happy for me or sad for me. Machines may well sound like humans at some point in the future. They may even look like humans, but we're unlikely to have a cup of coffee and a chat with them. You know, they're just machines. So, no, I don't think that will happen. I could be wrong, of course, but I doubt it.
2.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, why not? Everything gets smaller and smaller. That's progress. Think about the first mobile phones. They were huge. Now they're tiny. You can have one in a watch. Cameras are the same. So, by 2029, I think they'll almost certainly be small enough to fit inside a human eye. They'll probably send all the images to a tiny hard disk somewhere in your pocket or on your clothes, and everything will be saved. We'll probably spend the second half of our lives looking at the pictures from the first half, you know, when we were young and healthy.
3.
By 2029, are you joking? About half the world lives on less than $2 a day. 700 people die from hunger every hour. Not every day, every hour. 1.5 million people a year die from AIDS. The problems are huge, they're enormous. And this guy, Kurzweil, thinks that everything is going to change by 2029? No way! Poverty probably won't disappear by 2099, so things definitely won't change by 2029.
4.
Yeah, actually, I think that probably will happen. I mean, I don't know when, but I think it's very likely that we'll have driverless cars one day. It seems quite logical to me. And it makes sense to have computers in cars that stop you from speeding or driving dangerously. It seems like a pretty good idea. So, yeah, it may well be the law one day that you have to have a computer in your car to control the speed or whatever.
5.
They'll do what? By 2029? No, I don't think so. You see, humans have new ideas, strong emotions, things like that. Robots don't. They're unlikely to ever write books or enjoy films or things like that. They don't want to be treated like us because robots don't have wants. Only humans have wants. Of course, I may well be wrong, but I think it's unlikely. I used to have a little Tamagotchi. Do you remember those? I kept it in my pocket and I had to remember to press some buttons sometimes to feed it. And if I forgot, it would beep a lot and then die. It was a present. Such a stupid thing. Mine died after 2 days. I wasn't sad at all. Anyway, it pretended it was alive, but it wasn't. It was just a machine.